I really want to thank y'all for doing this and do what you do. And you know, Mike, I don't know if anybody realizes how much time and effort you put into this, and it's very much appreciated. I'm not much of a speaker, but I'll try. But it was nice to get the names of all the folks that were on the committee last year, and I hope y'all enjoyed your Christmas presents. And I appreciate the vote. But I do have, I'll probably be one of the long guys here, because I did think about this. I might get a little emotional. And I think there's like two major things that playing football at Trigg County brought to my life. And one of them is the people. Selby, you know, he was, you know, a brother from another mother. He and I, we clicked early. And I moved here in the middle of my eighth grade year. And I was a specimen at about 110 pounds. So it was you know, one of the things that the coaches probably weren't real excited when they saw you, you know, go out for football. And I do want to thank Coach Barrett. Played for Coach Barrett in my freshman and sophomore year. And for some reason, he and Coach Hicks, they let me start at middle linebacker as a sophomore at 135 pounds. So it was... That was really something that I treasured then, and it just, you know, fueled the fire, especially when, you know, Coach Jaggers and Coach Jags and Coach Perry came along. They didn't want me to be the manager, so I again had an opportunity to play, and I loved defense, played defense and offense my senior year. And it was just, I don't know, a magical time. And so, you know, we had all these people, you know, think about, we talk about to this day, you know, what was special about those two state championships that, you know, hadn't happened before or since, and why. And I think it was just, you know, that if you look at the people that I played with, I mean, my goodness, they were excellent athletes. You know, you had Selby went on to play at Western, and you know, a high school All-American. You had Tony Holland, who played at the University of Kentucky. You had David Sadler, who played at the University of Alabama. You don't see that in schools of this size. And you know, then we had several other players that have played, you know, in other smaller colleges, and it was just you know, it was a like a perfect storm, and we had, you know, the coaching staff that came in, and they have admitted in public, we have witnesses, that they knew that we were going to be pretty good. They just didn't know how good. And it was, you know, again, it was the, not just the players, but it was the coaches. And they brought out stuff within you that, you know, you couldn't bring out of yourself. And another thing that, you know, a life's lesson was learned, you know, on the football team, in the football field. Coach Jaggers was a perfectionist, and the team was always taught. You know, I owe my scholarship to Georgetown College to Johnny Jaggers. When I first went out for spring ball between leading up to our junior year, I was an ankle biter. I wasn't very big, so I would try to take the running back down by, you know, diving at his ankles, and I was pretty good at ankle biting. But he challenged me, you know, to hit somebody like you're supposed to hit them, and I tried it, and I didn't die, so. I kept on trying, and it was But I remember those practices. I would dive at somebody's feet, and he would make me do it again. I'd dive at somebody's feet, and he'd make me do it again. And then he got real personal. You know, are you scared? The answer was yes. But you couldn't say that out loud. So Coach Perry, you know, I played guard on offense. Not so much my junior year because of Jim Henning. He was so good. He came in, and then the next year I was rotated with some guy named Sadler. I don't know. I can't remember his last first name. And it was always funny watching film because you would see, you know, when David was in there, he was just this big old bulky guy, you know, next to Dan Davis, next to Jimmy Futo. And then you'd see this little midget, you know, coming in the next play. We would bring the plays in and out. But the people, again, you know, those are the kind of people that you want in your life. And as I went to Georgetown, I actually mentioned this a little earlier, I was fortunate. I got to play there as well. And as a freshman, sophomore, junior, I was on a 3-2 program with Georgia Tech. And so I only played 3 years at Georgetown, but I was able to start all 3 years. And again, I give that credit to the coaches. And there was a, you know, I think, you know, Selby and James Tyler and I and a few others would spend most of our off season in the weight room. And I appreciate, you know, the camaraderie that you build with it when you're working with people. I was also a wrestler. I wrestled in college as well as here. But my senior year, I had it in my head that I didn't want to cut weight. And I wanted to, you know, bulk up. I was like 135, 155, 175 my senior year. And so my last year, I wanted to, you know, get ready to go to college and play some ball. And I told Coach Perry I wasn't going to wrestle. He wasn't real happy. He would walk past me and go, quitter. And in hindsight, I'm glad that I didn't, because I don't think I would have, you know, been able to put on the pounds that I needed to play at Georgetown. But then the other aspect, I think, is that you learned is the perfection part that Coach Jaggers, I think, was so good at, and the thing of you just do it till you get it right. You do it till you get it right. And then the team aspect of when I got to get out in the real world, and I'm an engineer by trade, roads and bridges. I worked with a company out of Paducah, and we built a team. And a lot of what we built, I think, because I was able to help manage some of those guys, was what I learned here. So, since then, you know, we try to stay in contact with each other as players, as coaches. We're spread out all over the country. You know, I was going to get the award for coming the furthest, except my brother came from Florida, and he was the mascot too on the team. He was, y'all, if you ever get a chance, look up the. There's some pictures of him, you know, about knee high to all the players out there, and he would run out during the games. it was a lot of fun. But this was a magical time for me. I was kind of the new kid on the block. I came middle of my eighth grade year, and sports, football in particular, allowed me to fit in a lot quicker probably than I would have otherwise. And I've got three of my grandsons and one of their buddies, and they're all playing sports of some kind. My son, who ended up playing at Clemson University, something like that. It's just been I've been blessed. I My wife couldn't be here because we have 60 people at our house probably about right now for a wedding shower. And I wasn't a whole lot of help yesterday because I was driving. So I'm probably in trouble. But I love Trigg County. I love the people of Trigg County. I'll even mention Ray Torian. I was fortunate enough that he and I played together on the baseball team, and I got to catch him, and it hurt. So he'll talk more about that, I'm sure. But again, bless y'all, and thank you, Trigg County, for accepting. It's crazy. Me and my mom and dad also were just off the chart. He was my first coach. They're in heaven right now, but they're looking down. God bless.